everybody. Welcome back to our podcast series dedicated to federal employees. And my partner in this is Kelly Fasterling. Kelly, welcome back.
Thank you.
So we ended the last session. You gave an overview of your process and why it's unique. And today's session for federal employees out there, and this is important holistically, we truly believe in the process that Kelly and her team have, and we're going to start going through this because I think too many times advisors out there are too product-centric, and each of you need help in education, and Kelly, as the financial advocate for you, has a process that I think will help you be comfortable with working with her. So we're going to discuss that a little bit. So as we closed the last session, we led into today's podcast with the process. So let's start with what does the federal employee need to have in front of them at the start of your process?
Right. This is kind of the bigger piece of the picture, because for me to help and provide any guidance, I really need to understand an employee's situation. So to start with, some of the easier things are your most recent leave and earnings statement. We need to know your gross salary, whether you're taking your health benefits, your FEHB, and your FEGLI options. We need your Social Security statements. That's for you and your spouse. And if you haven't pulled them in a while, you can go out to www.ssa.gov, Social Security Administration.gov. And there's no charge for it. They'll ask you some interesting questions about what mortgage you had back in 1998. But once you get that online account set up, you can download your statement, and we'll look at the numbers for what you'd make at age 62 and full retirement age and age 70. So that one's an important piece. The other thing is your TSP statement. And if you don't have that handy, you can go out to www.tsp.gov. And you'll need that TSP account number to set it up. And if you don't have that, you can actually call TSP and coordinate to get that account or get a password reset, and they'll mail it to you. But their phone number is 877-968-3778. That's 877-968-3778. So then really pulling it all together, it's all the information for you and your spouse on all your pensions, all your assets, which would include your checking and savings account, your TSP. You might have an old 401k or IRA, or your spouse does, or other brokerage accounts, maybe some gold or silver out there. You have your primary home and its value, and any rentals that you have, and kind of what cash flow they're creating for you. So big picture is kind of everything related to that financial picture that you have.
And then what questions are you going to ask of them in that first session?
Well, outside of all the financials, we're also going to have to know your goals. When are you planning on retiring? When is your spouse planning on retiring? What kind of gross income do you want to have at that point? That's almost a harder question for people, because we're used to living off of our salaries, and quite often going into retirement, our pensions do not equal the salary that we've been living off of. So you need to kind of look at your budgeting, look at your plans, the kind of travel or grandkid visits that you want, to determine what kind of income you want to live off of. And then you need to know whether you're planning on carrying your health benefits, your FEHB, into retirement for both you and potentially your spouse. And then do you have any life insurance coverage that we need to be concerned about when we get into retirement, that if one of you predeceases the other, that we need to make sure we have some good coverage there? So we'll ask a lot about that. And then for real specifics, you're going to have to know your surface computation date, so we can kind of estimate what your FERS pension is going to be. And then, are you going to take survivor benefits? We want to look at the cash flows for you and your spouse all the way through your retirement. So big picture, that's what we want to look at.
And then a couple notes on what you just mentioned. on why it's so important, because the FERS option and that estimate, if they have a spouse that's going to be on the health plan, they need to, they have to choose one of their survivor options, and some people don't know that. So
exactly.
That's important. And then the Social Security estimate, the other important piece of that, and why I tell federal employees they need to review it on a regular basis, is, believe it or not, there are errors. And you want to catch those errors before you decide you want to retire.
Yes, I had one lady that was missing 5 years off her Social Security, 5 years of income off her Social Security report. So it's good to know that and then go recreate that so that all of that counts for you.
Yep, and you want to check that box off. So that's why Kelly needs that information, and why that the beginning of the process is so important, to make sure as advisors we have accurate information as you move through the process. So this is kind of a rhetorical question, but I think it's important to ask of you. Somebody out there maybe has an Edward Jones advisor, and I'm not saying they're good or bad, or working with somebody else. Why is it important for somebody that's a federal employee to work with an advisor such as yourself versus all the other options they may have?
Well, there are definitely a number of aspects that need to be considered. First and foremost, you want to work with somebody that you trust, that you feel is very competent and can do the job for you, and that understands you. You know, with my history, losing half of my assets both in 2001 and 2008 and my divorce in 2006, I have a lot of empathy for people and their situations because I've been there. I've been in their shoes. And then you want to work with somebody that really stays up to date with the changes in the industry. This is the financial industry is an extremely competitive industry, and there are new products available all the time. So it's important that whoever you're working with is looking at the full range of assets that are available to you, and they can find the best assets that fit what your goals are, you know, whether you're wanting safety or rate of return or liquidity, depending on what you want, that they can find that best strategy that helps you reach your goals. And we have a team. We research the top strategies with the insurance products, with market-based products, with real estate investments. And so you want to be sure that your advisor is licensed in all of these areas, because otherwise you're only looking at a part of the picture, a part of the solution that could really help you. You know, for instance, a life insurance agent, they will only be talking to you about life insurance and annuities. They can't compare those assets to the market. But a security advisor may only be able to talk to you about stocks and bonds and mutual funds and variable annuities, which tend to be a pretty expensive asset. So they can't talk about the other side, that safe side, safe money. So you need to make sure that your advisor can kind of catch you on all fronts. So I'm a licensed life insurance agent, licensed securities professional, and licensed real estate agent. I'm a really active real estate investor, and so some of the folks I talk to come with a portfolio of 5 or 10 houses. And so we can talk very competently about that strategy and if those houses are doing what they want for them. And then, you know, my team ranks the top insurance products as they change, because they change constantly. So we always kind of know what's out there, and we show you our research. We educate you so that you feel very prepared to make an informed decision on your strategies.
Makes sense to me. And I think it makes sense to everybody out there listening. So what can we expect in the next episode? Now we have the process. They know what they need. So what's the next phase in the process for your team?
Well, we will start just diving into the different components that make up your retirement. So why don't we start with Social Security? There's a lot of history to Social Security and why it's where it is today. Some people are nervous and scared that it won't be there for them when they retire. So let's just talk about how Social Security will paint out for you and what some of the options are that you have.
Okay, that sounds good. So Once again, Kelly, thank you very much. Great information, and I know it's very helpful to the federal employees out there that are approaching retirement and have a lot of big decisions to make. So it's comforting to know there's somebody out there that can help you. And it doesn't matter where you're at across the country. Kelly works with federal employees and their families nationwide, correct?
All over, from Alaska to Hawaii to D.C., so all over the country.
Yep, and, you know, you have a unique situation, each of you, and you should work with somebody that understands it. So, okay, so as we wrap up, if you have additional questions, if you'd like to schedule a meeting, go to, I'm going to give you two sources. You can go to fedchecklist.com, fedchecklist.com. There's a retirement booklet that you can download for free that gives you some really good questions you should be thinking about as you approach retirement, along with a workbook and budget that would help in preparation for your meeting with Kelly. You can also call us, and let me give you that number. It's 888-545-8840, extension 700. That extension is Carrie. She will take the transcription, whatever your questions are. If you want to book a meeting, if you have an overall question on your benefits, we can help you. And we'll get it to Kelly and her team so that it can help address that. And you can also on the website book a meeting directly with Kelly, or there's a comment question section. You can put a question in there we'll help you with. So, all right. Kelly, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Look for the next episode to be uploaded as we get into the details of Social Security. And we're here to help you, so we look forward to upcoming sessions with Kelly. And thank you, everybody. This concludes our session. We'll